good morning. Working very well. Had a fool around with it so I can hear myself. Scott, I gotta do something about it. This little pot at the top of the... Oh, my. Can't hear myself. So there we go. Now I can hear myself. All right. I hope things are going well for you out there. Scott, I know that you're not getting rained on, but it is kind of nasty out. And you're listening to WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble. This is On the Air with Scott Spears and yours truly. And I guess we'll be right back. Hey, Scott, are you there?
Rain, go away. Please come back another day.
Now, from what I understood, you changed your location. Is that correct? Or...
Well, here's what happened.
Okay.
Now you've opened up a can of worms.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Now we are at the fair this week, all week, in the exhibition hall.
Yeah.
Now, when we set this up, now I was not at that meeting, but this was about a month ago. I really can't place any blame here, but there was some cross wires that we would be able to get into that building at 8 o'clock in the morning so I could do my show from there every morning.
Yeah.
Well, we got there Monday at 7:30, and 8 o'clock came, and the doors were not opened.
That sounds familiar. I've done that.
Yeah, so Monday morning, we did the show from a picnic table out back of the exhibition hall. Now, with all the rain, I knew the rest of the week that was not going to be possible. So, I called the fair on Monday and basically got the word that they did not have time to go down there and unlock that at 8 o'clock.
Ah.
So, that kind of killed doing the morning show from there.
Mm-hmm.
And the way our programming runs, kind of concurrently, it didn't make any sense to do any morning programs from there, because if the building doesn't open until 10, by the time you got the equipment set up, and somebody, like, I would have to do my show from home and then get there and set up within 15 minutes, which that ain't going to happen, to do the 10 o'clock show. So now what we've done is we have our booth there, and we're doing shows every night from the fair, or afternoon. Like yesterday, I did 12 to 1 from the fair with Linda and Mr. Pickles. Today, Pastor Craig and Nate and I will be there from 4 to 6. Friday morning, I'll be there from 10 until 1, and then Angie and I will be on from 8 until 10 Friday night. Thursday, I don't know about yet, because I know that it'll be after 2 o'clock, but I'm not sure when.
Well, where are you now? Are you at your home?
I'm at the home still.
Okay.
But, you know, next week, I believe, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, but next week, I believe, I'll be back in the studio as far as I know.
Okay.
Unless I get too comfortable being at home.
Well, I may not be, because I go into the follow-up today for my doctor's appointment.
Oh, today's the big day.
Well, the big day was 4 or 5 days ago, and now I'm going back to find out what the big word is.
Oh, no, so you've had the test.
Yes, I've had the test.
But you don't know the results.
I do know the results.
Well, you do know so this is not good that you're going back for a follow-up.
Well, you know, it's what you have to do, right? No, I'm going back for a follow-up. I don't know why I have to have a follow-up, because I got online and Ohio Health tells you what all the test results were, and I knew...
Oh, so they didn't tell you the results, you just read them.
Yeah, and then my doctor called, she said to me what the results were. I said, I know, I read it yesterday on Ohio Health.
Now, is it thumbs up or thumbs down?
It's not thumbs up, it's not thumbs down. It's kind of in the middle. I have a disease, but we can work with it.
So is it? I mean, not to get too personal here, but is it the disease that we had talked about?
Yeah.
Oh, it is that.
Yeah.
But it's dealable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh well, hey, there you go.
Yeah. You know, nobody likes to be sick. I feel like I'm cheating because I don't feel sick. You know.
But, neither did I.
Yeah.
I didn't feel, you know, but I can tell you now on the other side, now being, you know, whatever, done with all my issues, treatment, I guess. You know, it's not as bad as you think it's going to be, and I'm not even, I don't even know what your thing will be. But to be honest with you, you spend more time worrying about it than it actually is.
Actually, you know, I have not worried about it hardly at all.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I knew going in that I probably had this disease, but I thought to myself, well, I'm 76 years old. You know, I've had a good life. And now they tell me it's, you know, a very low level. So, you know, I may have another 2 or 3 weeks left.
I think it'll be better than that.
I wouldn't cancel my show stuff yet.
No, listen, the treatment plans that they can do now, modern medicine has come a long way.
Yeah.
And well, you know what? I've done my show through this entire ordeal.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's doable.
Yeah.
You know, I guess to me, what I worried about was not so much, I can't say that I wasn't nervous about the first treatment because I never knew anybody who had had them before.
Yeah, I was that way too. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that. But after the first one, I was okay. But the nervousness I had was, you know, staying away from people who were sick and not being able to go into stores because of that reason. That's the thing that I didn't like.
Well, I just didn't like the my first appointment was one of those where they go inside your body to find out what's going on. And that was a little invasive, and it scared me a little bit. But quite frankly, I could have taken a nap during the whole time. It was nothing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, the those sort of things. I'm, you know, it's good to know it's identified.
Yeah.
And it's good to know that it's not a huge blown case.
Yeah.
And I guess you'll find out the follow-up tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, no, actually today.
Today.
Yeah. But I do want to know why you think I was all wet this morning. You said I'd be all wet. Now,
it's
did you mean that figuratively or literally?
Literally.
Okay.
Literally. It's pouring rain, Glenn.
I have umbrellas.
Listen, I got to take umbrage with your program last week with Dr. Fine.
Well, let's do it after I take this caller, all right?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, did it turn out to be the monkey pox?
Yeah, it's the monkey pox. You know what the monkey pox is? Having Scott on my back all the time.
You're all wet.
I'm all wet now.
It wasn't the monkey pox?
It was not the monkey pox.
Well, don't say maybe you could live at the zoo.
I could do that or just stay at the fairgrounds the whole time and let people come and wave at me or something. Yeah. Thank you for your concern, though.
Maybe this is better than having monkeypox.
I think.
Don't sound like this is going to be anything real serious.
I'm not going to have to fight real hard, right?
Okay, well, good luck.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's nice that people care, right?
Oh, that's what I found out. I've said it a million times, you know, all the cards and notes and messages and phone calls. And I mean, it was really... I can't even. It's strange because you think people care, but you really don't know how much until something like that happens. And the biggest thing at the end of this that I have taken away from it is that I got a card, and I also ran into somebody yesterday at the fair who said the exact same thing that was in one of the cards at the end of this. They said, you know, we listened to you on the air during the entire ordeal, the four-month ordeal, and you never sounded down. You always sounded up. You sounded like yourself, and that's a trick. And I thought, well, for me, it wasn't a trick because I think I'm just – I was lucky that I did not get ill. And, you know, I don't know what else to do besides be optimistic. You know, I like being on the air. I like doing this. And as long as I feel like doing it, why not do it?
Yeah, sure. And apparently yours was at a very early stage and Apparently mine's a very early stage, so we will go through the same thing again. I mean, I'll go through it with you. Now, you know what, though? You've really set me up now. You know, I will get, if I'm lucky, I will get one card. And you're telling telling everybody how much outpouring there is for you. There won't be any outpouring for me.
No. There is, because people, when they find out, and they do find out. You know, I tried to be private in the beginning as well. I did not know. You know, honestly, there were people at the station who didn't know till like 2 or 3 months in, because I didn't talk about it. But when people, it just does become common knowledge, because once you do start whatever treatment plan you're on, and your life changes a little bit, it doesn't change a whole lot, then people become aware.
Yeah,
it's an interesting thing.
Well, like I told you, it has hardly bothered me at all, and I've thought of you several times when I'm thinking about this. It seemed to hardly bother you at all as well. I mean, it curtailed some of your movement, but I'm not even sure that's going to happen to me. So I'm looking forward to my appointment this afternoon with my doctor, and hope she says you've won the lottery.
Well, you know what? It really, I was telling somebody, the same person I was having that conversation with yesterday at the fair, I said, for whatever reason, and I don't know what it was, but I did not have the adverse effects that most people have.
Mm-hmm.
And now at the end of it, I can really say that, because it's over, the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, honestly, if COVID was not going on, I don't even know that I would have had to stay away from people.
Uh-huh, sure.
But why chance it?
Sure, absolutely, why chance it?
So that's honestly the whole story at this particular point. Although, did you hear, I was back out in public this week at the fair, and I'm not saying who it was, but they walked up to me yesterday and said, I have a summer cold.
Oh,
I thought, well, here we are.
That's a little scary.
Well, you know, at this point, my immune system is better than it was, because
mm-hmm.
I'm 3 weeks out from the last treatment, but you don't want to hear that.
Yeah, don't give me a kiss, please.
Yeah, well, I sat somebody in between me and that person.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Now,
for about 2 months, I'm still going to be cautious.
Yeah.
And then I should be, you know, immune system should be about where it should be.
Now, yesterday or the day before, now, mind you, I've already known what the outcome's going to be for my health, but I haven't really been worried about going out and about. I'm walking down the street with my puppy dog, and my neighbor across the street comes over to me pretty close and says, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm fine." She said, "I'm not. I've had COVID for the last week."
Oh.
Holy crap, why'd you come over to me?
I know. Isn't that the thing? And I learned yesterday one of my uncles has COVID, but thank God I don't visit him.
Yeah.
So, you know. I don't know. Why do people do that?
I don't know. That's the whole thing about staying at home when COVID was going on. It's not to protect you. It's to protect the person you're walking up to in case you have it.
Well, does misery love company?
I guess.
I don't know what that is.
But fortunately, I had my doggie, and my doggie was barking at this person, so she stayed away.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Well, here's my umbrage with your show before I forget.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah. No, this has nothing to do with the politics of it. Well, in a way it does.
Okay.
But now, okay. Dr. Feynman must listen. Now, he always starts off by saying, I didn't listen to much of the show, but then he points out like 5 things from the show that were said.
Yeah, and they were said at the beginning of the show. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if I believe the whole I don't listen to the show thing. But, the one thing that he said last week that was strange to me was that I called, I don't think he said personally me, but I'm sure I did it, that you shouldn't refer to that Hutchinson girl who testified last week as a girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Well, if you had grown up like, well, when I was in intercollegiate athletics, I was in it through the whole beginning of Title IX and up until, you know, it was full-blown and going. And for some reason or other, that's a very sore point with some people. If I would call one of our basketball players, female basketball players, a girl, because she was 18, you know, and she looked like a girl to me, I would get all sorts of crap. But if I would call one of my male basketball players a boy, I wouldn't get any trouble at all.
Yeah, but you see, now, see, here's the difference. And I think this is what people don't understand. Now, if you said, hey, boy.
Oh, that would be different. That would be different.
Right.
Especially having as many African-Americans on our teams as we did. Yeah.
Okay. But see, now, if you said that to a Caucasian boy, nobody'd say it bat an eyelash.
No, yeah. Yeah, it depends on the context, yes.
Right, and when you, what the context of the Hutchinson thing was, she's 25 years old.
Yeah.
What we're saying is this is a strong girl. If we would say this is a strong woman, it would make no sense. Because it would be like, well, hey, it's just another person testifying. There have been other women who have already testified. The whole context of talking about her was the fact that here is this 25, it's all about age with her. Here is this 25-year-old person who is testifying about the most horrific things.
Yeah.
And going against the grain, and a former employee whose office was between the president and the chief of staff. The whole point is her age. That somebody this young could have that type of guts.
Now, I would have.
So that's why we call her a girl.
I would never have called her a girl. That's because of my, you know, the way I came up with the Title IX and stuff like that. I would always have called her a woman, even if she was only 20 years old. But I understand the reason why you were implying or saying a girl is, the implication is how terrific a young woman she is, because she is so young and she's standing up against all these jerks that are saying bad stuff about her, and she continues to impress me.
Well, let me tell you, you know, I learned one time from a dentist that your bones don't even stop growing until you're 26.
Is that right?
Yeah. So listen, this is not even a full-blown
woman.
I think until after 26, you're not a woman. Now you can call. Now you can say, "Oh, the little woman," but you know there are songs, "My Girl." So if you're over 18, you can't say "My Girl."
I think we tend to be a little too sensitive to that sort of thing. But I guess I understand. If I were a young woman. And I had just shown the world how brave I was, I think I'd want to be called a woman as well. I don't know. How about the young woman over in Russia who is a almost 7-foot basketball player, who she definitely is a woman, even though she's probably not much more older than the lady we're talking about. And I always forget.
Yeah, but what's the derivation? I thought, now see, to me, if it's somebody, you know, 10 years younger than you, I think you start to say girl. Now, if it's somebody who's a contemporary age of yours, you probably don't even refer to them as a girl or a woman. You just say their name. If it's somebody who's a lot older than you, you might say that's a strong woman. I don't know.
I see where you're coming from, and I kind of, in my head, I understand that, but I've become maybe hypersensitive to women who want to be called a woman when they're 18, and I think, you know, it's not unfair to call a female a woman at 18 and call a male a man at 18. Inside my little heart, yeah, it seems odd to call a 18-year-old boy a man, but I guess I understand why they would want that.
Well, but don't you? I'm trying to remember who used to refer to Bill Clinton after he became president as "my boy Bill," "my boy Bill." Well, I mean, I think it was an older woman.
Probably has something to do with that song, though. My boy Bill is, you know, that. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, here's where I think the political correctness line goes too far. Now, yes, you should not be saying, hey, boy, to somebody of the African-American heritage. But to refer to a 25-year-old girl who we don't even know if she's offended by the term, and we're saying it because of her age. We're specifically speaking to her age and the things she did. I don't think if she's called a girl, a woman, or by her name. I don't think it's when other people get up. Now, if she's upset about it, okay. But when other people get upset about it, that's when there's a problem.
Yeah, and it's hard to know whether she's upset. That's why I think to caution, err on the caution side of things and call her a woman. It's kind of standard at 18, you're called a man or a woman. I mean, that's kind of a standard time frame. But it just makes it easier, and you that way you know you won't offend somebody. There might be some young women who are 21 years old that don't want to be called a woman. I don't think I ever wanted to be called a man until I was. Matter of fact, I'm a little uncomfortable with being called a man now. I don't know why.
You know what I hate? How many people have you heard say when they say, "Hey, Mister," and no, don't call me Mister. Call me by my first name.
Yeah, but I think that's a way of being. You're trying to say I'd like to be friendly with you. You can call me by my first name. There's a better way of doing it than saying, "Oh no, I don't want to." I have done that before, where somebody calls me sir. Oh, I'm not a sir. Well, you know, when I was in the Army, if you called your drill sergeant a sir, you'd be doing push-ups for a while because I'm not a sir. I work for a living. Implying that.
Yeah, but I guess it's. I don't like when other people get angry for political correctness for somebody else. Now,
yeah.
If you don't like it, fine.
Yeah.
Say it. But when you're. I don't even know. Why is it my job to defend that person if they didn't like to be called something?
Well,
I think that's opening up a can of worms, and I think that's where we have gotten in trouble in this country. I think middle America, I think 70-80% of this country looks at stuff like that and says, what? That is stupid. I think that people, the majority of men in this country, and we're talking about men, because if another girl said, hey, girl, nobody'd say anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking about men. If a man 50 years of age and older was speaking of that Hutchinson girl and said, you know, she's a very beautiful girl. She's a very well put together girl. She was a very tough girl. No, people don't even care. 80% of this country doesn't care. And if she doesn't care, what's the problem?
Well, that's another problem that we have, is so many people don't care one way or the other about people. But
but girl's not a pejorative.
Not unless it's intended. Now, I think it's all in the way it's cast. Now, I would probably, when I'm talking to my wife, I probably referred to you, because you're about half my age, as a boy initially. And I don't do that anymore, but I might have. I wouldn't have done it intentionally, but you know, I think you're right in that if you're a lot older than someone, you tend to look at them, he was only 5 years old when I was 28, or, you know, something like that, so he is a boy. I don't know. I try to err on the conservative side of things and say at 18 I start calling all men men and all women women.
Well, I mean, it's fine, but I guess I'm saying is I think these are the things that we get so upset about, and I think it's one of those situations again where we go so far beyond the line when everything is politically incorrect that the true things that are politically incorrect end up not meaning anything, because everybody says, well, gee whiz, I can't say anything.
Well, you know, if you have that deep or thin a skin, then maybe you should stay at home. But
You know, we got into a conversation one day about the term shrill.
Yeah.
And you said that was a female term.
Yeah, I've always thought of it that way, but you know, it doesn't. It's kind of a pejorative female term to me.
But see, I have known many men who I would have described as shrill. To me, shrill is just
tone of voice.
Yeah, tone of voice, kind of ranting and raving, and yeah, that's shrill.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a positive term, but I don't think it's strictly a female term.
I'm kind of like you, I think, in that I don't really, it doesn't bother me one way or the other, and I don't think it should bother people. The thing that should bother people is racism and hate and lies. Those are the things that should bother people, not whether you call her a girl or a woman.
Right, and again, I just think that we have went... Who are the police that police stuff like that? I guess that's the odd thing to me, that we spend so much time and effort in arguing things that we don't even know have offended people.
I blame it on the internet. I blame it on people going on Facebook and the other things, seeing somebody say, "Well, you shouldn't call him that," or you know, "Leave it alone. It's not your doing."
Well, I also, and I'm not a great historian of the presidents, but something else that was said last week that I thought was interesting during that show. Well, we've had the John Adams debate and against Washington and Jefferson, but it's interesting to me. That Dr. Feinman's characterizing of John Adams as not being as great as Washington and Jefferson was that he was a one-term president.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's interesting to me because Lincoln was a one-term president.
No, he was one in a few days.
Oh yeah, but I mean he didn't finish out his term. Kennedy was less than one term.
Yeah.
Johnson was only elected once. These are people who had tremendous impact on our society. You know, Kennedy is always in the top 10 presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson gave us Head Start and daycare and the Civil Rights Act. Is he low on the list because of he was a one-term president, one-term elected? I don't understand that. I don't think time spent has anything to do with the job you did.
I love Fred comes on and talks about presidents and stuff like that. I love to hear about them, but really how they lived, except for James, the one I'm going to be this fall, except for him, most of the presidents, I really don't care much about what their personality was like. Now, there are a certain few, like Lincoln, and it's kind of interesting, the stuff that JFK was accused of, and there are some interesting highlights to these people, but I don't care.
That's an interesting... I just found that an interesting characteristic of somebody... whether they're great or not, or better than somebody else, time spent in the office. I thought that was... Harding didn't serve a full term. Roosevelt, Theodore, never got back in office after he left. Taft only served one term, and he ended up being the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. So I just don't know. And by assassin's bullets, Lincoln did not finish two terms.
Right.
Kennedy didn't finish one term. I don't understand time spent. I think it's what you're up against in those times. And the other point against Adams that I would just like
to... Hold this point, because we got a caller, okay?
All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Johnson was only elected once, but that was because he didn't want to run again.
Yeah.
Right, because of Vietnam...
Now, Lincoln, he was elected twice, and the only reason he didn't finish out his term was...
he was dead.
Somebody killed him.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, if time is the cursor to, I don't know that Kennedy would have been reelected. That's the whole reason he was in Texas.
I think when you have a one-term president that doesn't get reelected again, and they run again, you know, that's
kind of telling you that the rest of the people in the country didn't like him.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? Nixon.
Well, majority
of the
people in the country didn't like him. I mean, we had a doozy of the last president, but, you know, he was a one-termer. He did not get reelected.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
he didn't get elected any time. So.
Yeah, but you know, here's the problem. Nixon was elected twice, and the second time he won by, at that time, the biggest majority anybody ever won by.
Yep.
Now, so should Nixon be at the top of the list?
He isn't at the top of my list. He's the reason why I went for...
According to this narrative that we're laying out, he should be.
Well, I moved from Republican to the Democratic side of the aisle because of Nixon, so...
Well, he wasn't that bad of a president. He did some good,
yep,
but...
he did. He did a lot of good things.
Well, and the biggest landslide, electoral college-wise, was Ronald Reagan's second term. He won 49 states.
Yeah.
Apparently, he should be our greatest president.
No, you got that wrong. Donald Trump had the biggest landslide. He always has the biggest and the best.
Yeah, but I think he's
saying that tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is I just don't... You know, if you face the Cuban Missile Crisis and you face the Bay of Pigs and you face... you say you're going to put men on the moon before the decade's over, and you deliver one of the greatest inaugurals that people are still quoting 70 years later. Well, hey, I don't really care how long you served in office. I guess Roosevelt's the greatest because he served four. He clung to the office.
Yeah, but no longer than Kennedy served. He did have a lot of things on his plate.
Yeah, he did.
Well, and the other thing about Adams that
I think Kennedy did the Peace Corps too, didn't he?
Did the Peace Corps, absolutely.
The Peace Corps.
And the other thing that Dr. Feynman pointed out with Adams, he keeps going to I can't think of the thing he did, but it was basically Dr. Feynman feels he went against the Constitution. Adams mm-hmm. helped write the Constitution. Those first guys, I don't think any of the things that they did, you could say, are against our Constitution. They wrote the Constitution.
Well, some of them disagreed with what was put in.
But wasn't there two Adams elected?
There was, but we're talking about the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's when there's two Adams elected, you know, kind of means that they did like the first Adams too, you know.
That's right. There have only been two families that have seen father and son, and that's Adams and Bush. Do they get credit for that?
Yeah. If people didn't like Senior Bush, you know, they probably wouldn't have elected Junior Bush.
Yeah, probably true.
Right. But I don't think you can critique Washington, Adams, Jefferson, or Madison about being constitutionalist. They helped write the thing. I mean, if they... went against, if in your eyes they went against it, well, it was their thing.
Wrote it. Yeah.
Yeah, they wrote it.
Too bad they're not around now. We could ask them about the abortion.
There you go. Yeah. Since it was all written up in the Constitution.
They should have just, you know, talked about that years ago.
Well, thank you so much for your input.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
But, I mean, do you, Glenn, any of those first presidents, do you think, if you helped write the thing, how can we go back in time, you know, 200 years after they're gone, and say, well, they were against, they did something that wasn't constitutional. They wrote the thing within 10 years of that.
Well, quite frankly, I always point out to people who say, well, that wasn't in the Constitution. Well, there are 26 or 27, I can't remember how many amendments there are now. There are 27 things right now that are in the Constitution that weren't in the Constitution because they were smart enough to put in the opportunity to put amendments in. So,
well, and by the way, women were not in the Constitution.
No, they certainly were. African Americans were not
in the Constitution.
Probably handicapped people weren't because they couldn't own property.
term limits were not in the Constitution.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know,
well,
I don't
You won't have Dr. Feynman to beat up today because I'm having Mike Larson on instead of Dr. Feynman. Dr. Feynman's taking a well-needed rest.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's interesting that's the criteria. The only and I guess maybe because July 4th was this week. The only criteria that I am saying that Adams does not get his due based upon is that the two guys that we look to, Washington and Jefferson, neither one of them would have happened had it not been for Adams. So it doesn't matter if he served one term, no terms. Ben Franklin never served a term. I think, you know, what Adams did prior to the presidency created this country. There would have been no country. I mean, Washington as the general of the Revolutionary War, Jefferson writing the Declaration of Independence. This country would have been dramatically different had Adams not had the foresight to do what he did.
We're all, everything in this world rests on stepping stones. So, yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, so I don't know why he's not thought of in the same breath of Jefferson and Washington. And he's not, but he should be.
I always think of him as a founding father.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of those. There are John Hancock's and Ben Franklin's.
Aren't there 56 signatures on the...
Yeah. But I mean, why do you think Adams was the first vice president? Why do you think Adams was the second president, whether he got reelected or not? I mean, he was somebody who was very well thought of.
Yeah, had to be, I guess.
And by the way, he was the first vice president.
He was the first vice president. Yeah. Is that right? I didn't realize that.
So, you know, he was the first vice president. He was the first one-term president. He encouraged Washington to be the general of the Revolutionary War when Washington didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He encouraged Jefferson to write the Declaration of Independence when they wanted Adams to write it. So, you know what? And his son became, he was the first president to ever have a son become president, and he was alive when his son became president.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know what? You got to give this man some due.
I never take any due away from him. There are very few presidents in our Hall of Fame that I don't revere. I mean, the presidential job is something that I aspired to it when I was young, but I'm certainly glad for the nation that I didn't get it by the time I got older. It's just too much work, and you have to be too smart.
Well, I do want to let people know that there's going to be an ice cream social at the Marion Salem Church coming up a week from today, Wednesday, July the 13th, 5 to 7 p.m.
Fantastic. That's
corner of Marion Edison Road and Salem Road, 1640 Salem Road. Inside and outside seating available. It's the ice cream social. I went to this last year, Wednesday, July 13th, 5 to 7 p.m., and hopefully I'll be able to go to that next Wednesday night.
That was one of the things when my dad was a minister that one of the highlights of the year to me is the ice cream socials. I always remember a couple of things. I remember all the church ladies were always so kind and helpful and wonderful, and we had lots of laughs, and they also had like a bazaar during the ice cream social, so they like a garage sale so people could buy some stuff and make some money for the church. And then the other thing I always remember is the ice cream always melted all over me.
I know is last year when I went, I think it was a very warm day.
Yeah, it almost always is. Yeah,
the pie was great. The ice cream was great. There were a lot of people there. It was a lot of fun. And a good thing. You know, by the way, phone lines are open if you want to weigh in.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, 740-383-9944. Now, tonight at the fair is the rodeo, but boy, that's going to be wet.
Yeah.
And we will be on the air from 4 to 6 tonight from the fair, Nate and Pastor Craig, and I'll be there. I don't really know if I'll be on the air, but I'll be there. But it's interesting to me, apparently it's going to be a food show because we can't take phone calls from the fair. Pastor Craig said that on Monday. But, you know, they have a deep-fried stand at the fair, which just fascinates me. They have about 8 things that are deep-fried. Deep-fried Oreos, deep-fried Twinkies, deep-fried strawberries. And I wonder if that's going to be on the menu tonight at the fair. Now, my favorite are the French waffles, the waffles that break with the powdered sugar on them.
Oh, yeah, I love those, yeah. They're not good for you, your waistline. But
no, they're not, but I haven't found that booth yet. You only get to eat them twice a year in Marion, at the fair and the popcorn festival.
Hey, but I just looked at my phone, and it says that you'll only have a 30% chance of rain at that time, at 5 o'clock. So,
to be honest with you, I hope it's raining, because yesterday, after the rain, when I went over there at 4 o'clock, the humidity was 70%.
Oh, yeah.
It was 89 degrees, and you could barely breathe. It was one of those days where you could cut the humidity with a knife.
When it stopped raining yesterday, we took the dog for a walk, and now our walk is about 3 blocks long, something like that, maybe a little longer than that. It's about a quarter of a mile, and by the time we got back, both my wife and I, my wife had to take her mask off. She wears a mask because of the pollen and stuff like that. But she had to take her mask off because she couldn't breathe, and I couldn't breathe because it was just so humid.
Oh, it was horrible.
You know what the humidity is right now, Scott?
What?
98%.
Yeah. So, listen, if it rains, I'll be happy. At least we get a breeze when it rains.
Yeah. The wind's out of the northwest at 4 miles an hour, so you won't get much of a breeze.
I get to park right outside because we're, you know, being a merchant, we get to park right outside the building. I may just go sit in the car and listen to the show in the air conditioner.
Yeah, put the air conditioner on, yeah.
Oh, it was miserable yesterday. What? I mean, I took a drink, and you know you can always tell the humidity by your drink sweating, and everything on the table was just covered because it was just pouring off there.
Yeah. Hey, we got a call. Let's go to the phone.
All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
Have you ever heard one of the lazy people in the Social Security office has come back to work full-time or not?
Have you heard that, Scott?
Well, I don't know who it would have been.
I don't either. My Social Security stuff I do online, so I don't go to the office. So I can't honestly answer that for you. I'm sorry.
Well, I've got stuff all year so far from them lazy people, and I'd like to know what the heck's going on.
Well, if anybody knows the answer to that, give us a call, all right? And maybe we can help you out.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
Be listening.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, give us a call if you know any of those lazy people.
Yep, 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, being at the fair, though, you run into a lot of people who listen to this station who never call in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's always very interesting. I ran into a gentleman yesterday who says he and his wife get up every morning and they listen to the obituaries at 8 o'clock and then listen to the morning show.
Yeah, you got to find out.
They don't get the paper anymore.
Yeah, well, you got to find out if you're dead or alive, right?
Well, that's what I said. So you start breakfast after you hear the obituary.
Yeah, because you now. Oh, good, I'm still alive. I can have my coffee.
That's right. Let's go ahead with it.
Well, hey, we've apparently have a flood warning here in Marion County. So,
oh, I'm shocked about that.
Yeah,
I just saw a picture from the fair, and there are parts of the fair that are flooded.
Oh.
I mean, it's going to be misery over there.
Yeah, it's a shame when this happens at fair time.
I bet the kids are having a good time with it, but
slip and sliding.
It's not fun for the grandparents and the parents who have to come, and they park on the, I don't even know how you're going to park today on the grass. I don't know.
Well, now, rain will be stopping briefly here in about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, so if you got to get something done, you'll get a window of about 20 minutes, it says on my phone, to go out and get something done.
Well, we shall see. Now, remember, everybody, Buckeye Guy comes to the fair Friday and Saturday. He called in this morning, so he'll be on with me Friday, and he'll also be there Saturday in the booth right across from ours in the kids' exhibition, I guess, and we're coming up on a break, but we'll be back in 15 minutes.
Okay.
5 seconds.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Here's the
break. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion.